As I said going into the news, admitted Lions fans, as it was coming down to that final play, admit it, as you knew what was going to happen, as in case you haven't had enough agony to this point, thank you to the Detroit Lions Radio Network, and thank you to the National Football League for making this moment available.
Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is off the crossbar, and through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No.
Justin Tucker from 66 hit the crossbar, and it bounced through. And the Ravens are celebrating on the field. The longest field goal in the history of the NFL has just beaten the Detroit Lions.
If you are a true Lions fan, you have to admit you knew.
You knew it, yeah.
You knew.
Knew it was going to happen. If anything that can happen to make them lose, it's going to happen. But the officials must have been so busy watching to see if this guy's going to make 66 yards that they weren't bothering to look at the clock.
Yeah, that
was blatant.
The
too.
Delay, yeah.
Should have been an additional 5-yard penalty, which would have made it a 71-yard impossible
which
kick.
Which they probably would. Ravens probably would have just done the Hail Mary at that point. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, that's going a little further back a few seconds before.
Yeah.
We probably, rather than just trying to make that run into the line on a third down, should have probably gone for something a little further toward the end zone.
That's one way.
People are talking about that. And they're also talking about defending the 4th and 19, dropping back all the receivers and letting Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, three guys on the line. That was crazy.
Right. Right.
But,
yeah.
You know.
That's the thing. All these things added
do.
Up.
But in the end, would you take your chances? He's got to kick a 66-yard field goal to win. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances because you know he's got to get so much leg behind it that at that point.
Going in, I thought the Lions had no chance of beating the Ravens. To see them play the way they did, and you thought, oh, my gosh, they finally have a win over the Ravens.
Especially after the first half, too, because we did nothing in the first half.
Right, right.
I mean, nothing at all.
As opposed to the previous game where they did everything in the first half and nothing in the second half.
So now if we can just get two halves together.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
That was crazy.
No, it was. It was. Justin Tucker, of course, didn't he kick a 61-yarder to beat the Lions?
Several years ago.
A few years ago. Yeah,
exactly right.
That happened, right.
I mean, he's got a strong leg. But.
Yeah, he does. He does. So that is two times in Lions history that they have lost via the NFL record-setting field goal, right?
Yeah, everyone was channeling Tom Dempsey.
Tom Dempsey
from the Saints in 71.
51, yeah, 50.
Well, that was a 63-yard field goal.
Yeah, it was 63.
Because that was the then record.
Yeah, I think he did a Hail Mary or two because I saw him bless himself twice before he made that kick.
Well, he said after the game that he was always coming up short. The longest he got was about 63 yards in practice. Mm-hmm. And he said he was always coming up short for 65. He said, I don't know what happened, but I got that extra yard and a half.
Game.
He was inside and no wind against him or anything.
And again, the football is the shape of an oblong?
Yeah,
is that what it is? All right, so usually whenever you see a kick hit the crossbar, normally it bounces back.
Yes.
Like it gets blocked right back. But no, not this time. For some reason, it topples over.
Yeah. It's the Lions' curse.
It just topples over. It is, it's unbelievable. It really is.
I like in the sports that you had with the Coach Campbell comment, which he's right. You'll get a call from the NFL today. They'll say, yeah, we blew that delay game. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which means nothing.
Right. Doesn't mean anything. But and give him credit for saying, however, we had our chance with that 4th and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I have my problem with Dan Campbell. This was his real first, I think, game that people were going to say, okay, how did you coach it? Like Dave said, maybe the Lions should have gone for the kill and try to go for that touchdown. In the end, instead of just a field goal, would have milked maybe a little bit more time off the clock, too. Who knows? Because they were doing that the whole fourth quarter, driving up and down, and all of a sudden they just do three running plays, kind of lived in their fears a little bit. And then, as you said, that 4th and 19, they were blitzing, and they were sending five guys towards Lamar Jackson during that entire drive, sacked him once, made him have to throw the ball out of bounds another time, and then all of a sudden they do that. Prevent defense. The prevent defense that always comes back to burn everybody all the time.
Yeah, the biggest thing I saw on that play where they put three guys on the line, and you know that they play zone pass defense. I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, he could run it and probably go 50 yards with three guys on the line to get it within field goal range.
Yeah.
Or with their passing defense that they have, which allows too much yardage. Either way, that was a mistake.
Well, my bigger fear, what I was thinking, is they're going to get close enough to the middle of the field where they're going to be able to try to do the old Hail Mary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking field goal. I was thinking, don't let them get close to the midfield for the Hail Mary attempt, because that sometimes gets crazy, and the Lions have lost on those before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Lions have found many ways to lose before. So
yes.
It is just amazing. But no, I'm hoping that Dan Campbell takes a lesson from this game. It's one thing to do the talk. You can talk about eating kneecaps, and you can talk. Mm-hmm. You can use all that bravado and that testosterone-driven machoism, whatever you want to call it. But if you're not going to talk, if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. Isn't that what Jimmy Johnson said? Right?
Isn't that what he did say?
Right.
So if you're going to do it, do what got you there. Send those five guys. Don't live in your fear. And as Dave said, don't live in your fear and just run the ball up the middle three times and just settle for the field goal. Go for the win. Go for it. Go for the jugular. Show everybody these are the new Detroit Lions.
I was relieved when the Lions kicker, who was a backup kicker,
got
that field goal, because they were saying what is so far this year as long as it's 21 yards or something like that.
Another reason why I was like,
Ryan Santoso.
I was relieved when he did it.
Almost became the hero.
Yeah.
Now who remembers Ryan Santoso?
Nobody. Nobody.
Mr. and Mrs. Santoso.
I was going to say real quick, that means a good weekend for the Harbaughs in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan hung on. Anyone? Michigan State, impressive in overtime.
It was a fun game.
Nebraska?
Yeah, that was
fun. Saginaw Valley wins.
Yes, Valley wins.
Nice win against Wayne State.
Yes. Yeah, Central Michigan also wins on a last-minute drive.
True.
Drive, yes, they did. Came all the way, 80-yard drive, something like that, in the final minute to come back and win.
That was at home, too.
That was at home.
Northwood got a win at home as well.
There were some good news.
And have to say this, too, since we're talking about how crazy that was, for Tigers fans that didn't hear what happened, and you described it nicely in your sports. Again, you're talking about the Lions hitting the crossbar.
Yeah.
The Tigers could have tied the game in the bottom of the ninth, except that the ball bounces into the stands for the ground rule double. If it doesn't bounce in the stands, just goes off the wall.
Tie game.
You got a tie game.
Yep.
And that happened within minutes, by the way. The Tigers were losing that game just as the Lions were losing. Oh. Can you imagine fans pouring out of both?
I don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What happened?
A lot of long faces on both sides of the street.
Both. What happened? You won't believe it. What happened? You won't believe it.
So we're approaching October. I'm thinking of The Exorcism right now with all the Halloween movies. We need something. We need something to go perform an exorcism around that area. It is unbelievable.
Really?
At least the Tigers have experienced some success, like the Lions.
Still 14 games to go, fans. Still 14 games to go.
Real quick, I'm just going to say this. I'm okay with the fans booing Sheila Ford Hamp yesterday. When they were honoring Calvin Johnson yesterday.
Nope.
And I don't think the booing was just over that whole spat that they're having between Calvin and the ownership. I just think that is years of frustration.
Right.
And give Calvin credit, because again, he's having his issues with the ownership, but he was trying his best to tell the crowd to quiet down, let her speak a little bit, but they weren't going to do it.
No.
But in his brief remarks, he got some cheers.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah.
Very kind to the city of Detroit and fans and all that. Mm-hmm. So
right.
One day they'll resolve that.
Yeah, hopefully.
She'll still get booed, but they'll resolve it.
Yeah, right.